Welcome back to our course, Developing Great Commission Skills. With this session, we're moving into skill number 4, managing ministry time. We're going to be taking a look at the skill topic, time allotment. Time allotment. You know, what we need to understand in regard to time is that time is a resource, and perhaps time is our only resource that cannot be replaced. It cannot be replenished. Time moves from 1 second to the next, 1 minute to another, a day to another. And once time is gone, it's gone. It's gone forever. And it cannot be replaced, unlike other resources. If we run low on money, there is the opportunity to perhaps generate funding and replace that money. If a key person or a group of people end up leaving a project or some commitment, we can find other people and we can recruit them, we can mobilize them. Any other resource can be replenished, can be replaced, but not time. Once time passes, it's gone. And we can either use it wisely or not. Now, there is an expression, we talk about saving time, but time really can't be saved. It can only be used well or used poorly. Now, managing ministry time is about just that. It's about using the time that is available well. You know, churches have multiple rhythms. These are just a natural flow of events. There are weekly rhythms that are largely driven by Sundays. You know, there's a Sunday in every week. Every 7 days that goes by, there's going to be a Sunday, and that's a rhythm. There are holiday rhythms that we deal with. Thanksgiving, Christmas, Easter. There are seasonal rhythms, somewhat driven by the seasons of the year. You know, in conventional communities, you have, for example, the fall semester of the school system and the spring semester and then the summer break. And those have an influence on how we minister. There are monthly rhythms, quarterly rhythms, even annual rhythms that are associated with regional or national affiliations that we might have with a denomination or some other association. So these rhythms are in place, and if we allow them to, these rhythms can dominate the use of ministry time. Now, here's the bottom line. The bottom line is that using ministry well is a disciplined choice. It's up to us to proactively choose to use ministry well. Using time poorly, then, is a function of having not made that choice. Now, in my focus on this session is largely aimed at pastors, but this would apply to leaders, it would apply to whole congregations, and it wouldn't just apply to ministry. These concepts would apply to the use of time in any area of life. So, let's talk about time allotment. Pastors tend to be overwhelmed by a time crunch, and time cannot be replenished. Now, here's the challenge. Demands and expectations that are placed on a pastor will continuously expand, but time will not. So you see the problem, you see the challenge. Demands are expanding, expectations are expanding, time is not. Time remains absolutely fixed, absolutely constant. A second is a second, a minute is a minute, a day is a day. You know how that works. Now, the place to start with managing time is going to have to do with a couple of things. First of all, we need to quantify the amount of time per day or per week that will be devoted to ministry time. Now, I want to emphasize that I'm speaking to ministry time. I'm not speaking to 24 hours a day, all of the time of your life. That's not the scope of what we're doing here today. So we're going to be talking about ministry time. We're going to be thinking of ministry time as a specific division of time. So you need to understand whatever your calling is, whatever your status as a pastor is. If you're working as a full-time pastor, that's one thing. Part-time is another. Volunteer pastor, bivocational pastor. You'll have to determine what is the amount of time per day or per week that will be devoted to ministry. That's your playing field. That's what you have to work with. Now, you're also going to need to quantify the ministry that needs to be accomplished in the amount of time that you have allotted. And so, obviously, this is a function of division. We're going to spread out the expectation, the quantifying of ministry that's to be accomplished, and we're going to assign that to certain time frames within the overall time allotment per day or per week that is being devoted to ministry. Now, you might recall that in previous session or two, we've talked about a biblical model of understanding, you know, how God approaches a particular subject. And I use this model that asks the question, what does God say about this? And what does God mean by what he says about this? So let's take a look at a couple of verses in which the Word of God is addressing the usage of time. In Ephesians 5, we see this. Look carefully then how you walk, not as unwise but wise, making the most of time, because the days are evil. Therefore, do not be foolish, but understand what the will of the Lord is. Making the most of the time, because the days are evil. You'll lose time if you're not paying attention. Time will be stolen from you if you're not disciplined. And again, this is a choice that you can make, how you're going to use your time. Secondly, from Colossians 4, verse 5, it says, walk in wisdom toward outsiders, making the best use of time. I'd like to suggest that as you are getting used to this idea of very deliberately, very intentionally using time, periodically stop throughout the day and ask yourself, am I making the best use of my time? Is this last hour or 2 hours or this last unit of work that I've engaged in, am I making the best use of time? Am I using my time well? Now, we're not going to dive into, you know, a deep exposition of these verses, but I just want you to recognize the connection that the Word of God is making between wisdom and the most or best use of time. So consider these words about wisdom to be words of wisdom when it comes to using ministry time, when it comes to managing ministry time well. So here's the question for you. Have you ever considered your use of time to be a spiritual health indicator? One of the categories that you consider in regard to your spiritual health. Well, try that on for size. See what you think. So, in practical terms, pastors should quantify all that's required of them and quantify all of the available ministry time and spread out the expectations, the requirements, over the time that you have. Now, chances are, you're going to have more things that need to be done then you actually have time to do them. So now we have to shift into thinking about priority. We have to shift into thinking about first things first. We have to shift into thinking about what's truly important, what's not so important. And of course, we have to do all of this with a view toward how to utilize the calendar, how to utilize the time that we have to work with. So I want to show you a model that I think is extremely important. This comes to us from Stephen Covey. Now, Stephen Covey has a book. It came out really back in the 80s. But, you know, what I've noticed is that, you know, if something's true, it's always true. Truth doesn't tend to change. And back in the 80s is when I first came across this particular book. It's called The Seven Habits of Highly Effective People. And one of the things that Covey covers in this book is what he calls the time management matrix. So I want you to take a look at that diagram. I'm going to pause here for just a few seconds and let you take a look at that and think about it, process what you're seeing there, and then we'll have a few things to say about the time management matrix. All right, so what you see, of course, is that we have these four quadrants. And on one hand, we're looking at what's important versus what's unimportant. And the other side of the equation, we're looking at what's urgent and what is not urgent. And when we, when we play these two against each other in a vertical axis and a horizontal axis, we come up with the four quadrants of our matrix. So let's take a look at each quadrant very quickly. Now, quadrant one, these are requirements that are important, but they're urgent. Important and urgent. Now, I need to explain that the kind of urgency we're talking about here is different than the urgency that we talked about in looking at John Cotter's book, when Cotter advised that in order to navigate change, we absolutely must develop a sense of urgency. Well, that's a positive sense of urgency, as in there's an opportunity. There's something that's pressing, that's extremely important. We've got to get our people understanding that there's a need to change, and that change is an urgent change. So it's a positive sense of urgency that motivates change. The kind of urgency we're talking about here, though, as it relates to time management, is a different kind of urgency. It's an urgency that says, you didn't get this done in a timely manner, and now the deadline is here. And so now you're under pressure to get this done in an urgent, frenzied push because you've waited to the last minute. And of course, as we've seen before, not only does that create a lot of pressure, but the quality is going to drop off. So it's great that quadrant one is dealing with important matters, but it's unfortunate that we've allowed those matters to become urgent. Now, with that train of thought, let's move over to quadrant two. Important matters, again, and that's great. We want to be spending our time working on what's important, but they're important and not urgent. Now, what that means is that as we are considering this important task, requirement, responsibility, project that we're working on, we're working on it in a timely manner. We're not pressed up against a deadline that's causing urgency. It's not urgent because we've allowed the proper amount of time. We've allowed our calendar to breathe a bit so that we can really focus on this important issue without this sense of urgency, and we can take our time and do the job well, do the job right. Now, the wise time manager spends most of his or her time in quadrant two. This is the bullseye that we should be shooting for. Now let's move over to quadrant three. What do we see there? Well, we have not important issues that are urgent. Now this is the worst case scenario. This is the worst possible place to be. We're working on something that's not all that important, but because we haven't worked on it in a timely way, there's an urgency attached to it. Now, nothing could be more sad in a ministry context than to be urgently pursuing something that's not important. That is your proverbial waste of time. And finally, we go to quadrant four. And what do we see there? Well, we've got issues that are not important, but they're not urgent. So let's think about that. Any responsibility, any job position, whether it's a pastor or otherwise, there are certain things that are rather mundane that just need to be taken care of. They're not all that important. They just need to get done. Okay, fine. It goes with the territory. But doesn't it make sense to take care of those things in a way that's not urgent? In other words, we don't allow time to disappear and force us to have to deal with those issues at the last minute, creating pressure in regard to things that aren't even important. That's the worst possible place that we want to be. So I really appreciate the value of Stephen Covey's time management matrix. In fact, I'm often aware of this matrix myself as I'm working through various things. I'm thinking to myself, what quadrant am I working in right now? Am I doing things that are important or unimportant? Am I managing my time well so that I'm not pressed by urgency? Or have I let things slide to where I'm pushing after a deadline that's creating a lot of pressure and it's compromising the quality of what I'm doing? Being aware of the time management quadrant can really help you in your ministry. Now, again, the bottom line is that you've got more things to do than you have time. So the more time you spend in quadrant two, the more wisely you are using your ministry time. So, I want to zoom in a bit to your personal world, your personal ministry, whether you're a full-time pastor, part-time bivocational, a leader in the church, perhaps a leader in a professional pursuit outside of church. And so let's examine your usage of time. Now, when it comes to ministry, here's the question. What elements of ministry are the most important? You see, with the time management matrix in view, the two metrics we're going to be using are the metrics of importance and urgency. So what elements of ministry are the most important? So the way that you would process this is you would make a list of your most important ministry elements and then rank them from most important down to lesser important. So, you know, we're doing a couple things here. We're separating the wheat from the chaff. First of all, we're separating the important things from the unimportant things. And then we are prioritizing the important things from greater importance down to lesser importance. Now, then we move to the second question. What elements of ministry are the most urgent at this time? So now we're taking a look at that metric of urgency. We're looking at the calendar. We're looking at when certain tasks or projects or assignments need to be completed. And the idea here is to make a short list of your most urgent ministry elements and rank them from the most pressing elements down to the lesser pressing elements, from the greater urgency to the lesser urgency. Now, what you've done with this simple exercise is you've now spread the things that you are doing in ministry out into the four quadrants. You know, separating important from unimportant, separating urgent from not urgent, and taking a look at, you know, which of these quadrants is carrying the greater weight. In other words, let's say you've got, I don't know, 15 items that you've listed. If you've got 9 of those items in one quadrant, that's going to tell you something about how you're managing your time. So use this exercise to do that self-evaluation. You know, what does this exercise tell you about your own practice of managing ministry time? Managing ministry time is a function of allocating time according to all the needs, all that needs to be done and spread across a designated time frame of activity. We want to make sure that we're doing the most important things in a timely fashion so that we are protecting ourselves from pressure, from a time crunch, and protecting ourselves from functioning at low quality levels because we're rushed, because we're in a hurry, because there's this pressure. And we never perform under that kind of pressure as well as we perform when we can take our time and do things right and do things well. Now, this completes our video on time allotment. And so I'm going to wrap this up. And as we look ahead to the next video, we will be continuing with our skill of managing ministry time. And we're going to be taking a look at the skill topic, proactive scheduling. Now, until then, may God bless your efforts on His behalf. In the name of Jesus, amen.